For almost a year now, North Kona residents have been under a 25% mandatory water restriction. It was lifted just yesterday. We check in with HPR contributing reporter and Hawaii Island resident Sherry Bracken, who's been tracking the situation. Morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Catherine. Aloha.
So explain to us, this has been downgraded from a mandatory restriction?
It has, and that is because the most recent of the failed North Kona high elevation wells to be brought back into service was Keaupu. They put it back in service December 22nd. So, as you mentioned yesterday, the Department of Water Supply reduced their conservation request to a 10% voluntary conservation from 25% mandatory conservation. And you may wonder why those particular numbers, and that is because by law, those are the only two options the Department of Water Supply has. It's either 10% voluntary or 25% mandatory, but we're back to 10% voluntary.
So what happened? Did we just get a lot of rain, or did they get all those wells fixed?
Well, I'd like to say all the wells are fixed, but the fact is there are still three wells out of service of the high elevation wells. We did have a lot of rain in the summertime, as Kona District typically does, and the rain lasted a lot longer. But Keith Okamoto said he wanted to focus yesterday, he told me, on the fact that 10 out of 13 wells in North Kona are working, that the system is stable, that his folks have really been learning to manage the water really well and move it back and forth between places it's needed. Also, he said water usage has dropped over the last year, about 25%. That's what they need. And he feels that customers will continue to conserve. He feels a lot of confidence in the North Kona water users.
Okay, and what exactly is the status of the three wells that aren't working?
Okay, well, just note that there are 13 wells in the North Kona area, and that is between Hokulea in the south, Kona Airport, and Makalei Golf Course. And the wells that are failing are typically the seven high elevation wells, not the six lower elevation wells in general. And Hualalai was installed October 3rd, and it failed within a week. Department of Water Supply is working to figure out why it failed and whether it's a warranty issue and who is responsible. So they do have a new bid ready to go, but first they want to figure out if it's the manufacturer's fault. But if not, we're looking at another 6 to 9 months fix on Hualalai. Keahu Olu, which they also called the Queen Liliuokalani Trust Well, the QLT well, that was installed July 4th. It failed October 9th. And they are waiting for new circuit breakers to come this month. They think that might be the problem. But if that doesn't fix the problem, then they're going to have to take that well out and start from scratch. And then for Keahu Olu, it would be another 6 to 9 months. Waiaha is the one, as we've talked before, Catherine, where the contractor dropped the equipment down into the hole. I shouldn't laugh, but it just, it's like a comedy of errors on this one. And the contractor still has to figure out how to get the equipment out. So on that one, Waiaha, they're not even close to a solution for that one. But I do want to mention there's two other wells that Keith Okamoto told me about that I wanted to mention. Honokahau well is the largest well in the North Kona high elevation wells. It can go 1,400 gallons per minute, but they're running it at less than half capacity to avoid overheating. And I asked him, why, you know, like, are they having a problem they think is going to make a failure? And he said they're just really cautious now, and he just wants to make sure that nothing bad happens. So they're just trying to make sure it doesn't get too hot. And then the last well I want to mention is what's called the Kahalu'u Shaft, and that is a low-elevation well, a basal well, and that's been having circuit trips. And for some reason, the alarms that they have are not alerting the workers for Department of Water Supply. So there's a subdivision in the Keaho area called Ali'i Heights, and around six or seven customers up there have several times in the last several months had no water at all until somebody alerts Department of Water Supply and they get it back in service.
Now, if water use is down in North Kona, will that mean that customers will see rates go up?
I asked about that, and a note on that. The Department of Water Supply operates only on its own revenues. They do not get additional funding through the county budget, so they have to collect enough money to make their operation run. The Department of Water Supply is governed by a volunteer water board, and I talked with or emailed with the chair, Craig Takamini, last night, and he said he is concerned about this because he has concerns that all the additional dollars they're spending on these repairs will jeopardize the future capital improvement projects. And typically, what the department does, about every 5 years, they hire a consultant to take a look at the rates and give them a recommendation. And Craig said it may be time to relook the rates. So they have not said, yes, the rates will raise, but I guess I don't see how they could not, because if you're, I realize North Kona is only one of the districts they serve, and until I see the total budget for last year, I don't know what their budget total reduction was, but in the North Kona district, they've lost about 25% of their revenue just because people have cut back.
Does the water Department of Water Supply have other options? You know, if you've got the 25% mandatory restrictions and the 10% voluntary conservation measures?
Well, if people are exceeding what would consider to be normal usage, the only options they have on that are to put a flow restrictor on the person's meter or shut off the meter completely. They don't have the ability to fine people for using excess water. And what they're going to probably have to do, I asked Craig, you know, 25% mandatory and 10% voluntary sounds extremely arbitrary. Like, why not 15%? Mandatory or whatever. He said they haven't really thought about that, but they're thinking it's time to relook and maybe give the department more flexibility, including the possibility of fines. Because I can tell you that I've heard from members of the community, when they see somebody in their area who they think is sort of abusing the water privilege, you know, excessive watering and such, they feel the person should be fined, but the Department of Water Supply does not have the legal authority to do that at this time.
That's really amazing. So they cannot find people at this
point? No, they cannot. And it's funny because there's urban rumors around, oh, I heard this guy got fined $250. Well, no, they didn't. Nobody has been fined, according to Keith Okamoto. They cannot do that.
Now, you've also in the past talked about a citizen advisory group. What's the status of that?
It's called the Permitted Interaction Group, or PIG. And I asked Craig Takamini about that. He is going to give a brief progress report at the January 23rd upcoming Water Board meeting. And the PIG, the Permitted Interaction Group, is going to meet again soon to finalize their recommendations. But Craig said he wasn't comfortable telling me where they are in their thinking until they give him explicit permission to do so. So I'm looking forward to the January 23rd Water Board meeting.
Okay. Anything else to add at this point?
Yeah, Keith Okamoto said they are looking at ways to standardize the pumps and motors, and they're considering maybe lower capacity equipment, adding temperature sensors where possible, because right now there's only one well, which is Honokahau, where they do have temperature sensors, and heat is an enemy of pumps. He also said they're looking to add power monitors just to monitor the amount of power coming in and to regulate it. So they are looking at positive things. That said, this has been more than a year, in fact. The first time they notified the community was January of 2017, but they had had wells going out since at least mid-2016. So there's a lot of urgency in the minds of the community, and I'm hoping there is more urgency in the minds of the Water Board and the department. Everybody is working very hard on this, absolutely, but there's got to be more, because this is not a situation that can sustain.
Okay, and I guess we have to keep our fingers crossed, too, for more rain in the future, sustained rain.
Well, yeah, but the situation in the Kona District generally is that winter is our dry season. And, in fact, last January, 1 year ago, before the restrictions started, the average usage was 12 million gallons of water a day in North Kona. And Keith told me the average over a year is generally 10 to 11 million gallons a day. In the last year, the average has dropped to 8 to 9 million gallons. And he mentioned that in the month of December, the North Kona District had used 8.5 million gallons. And one of the reasons it's starting to go up is that it is our dry season, and we just don't get a lot of rain until usually May 1st.
Okay. Well, thanks for staying on top of this very important issue.
You are so welcome. Thank you for asking. Take care. Aloha.
Aloha. That was Sherry Bracken with the latest snapshot of the North Kona water conservation measures as the community deals with the long-standing drought issues.